Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The aftermath of two hurricanes continues to have devastating consequences in Puerto Rico, particularly in hard-to-reach areas in the central mountains. Though the Puerto Rican government says the electric grid is in working order, some infrastructure has yet to be repaired. The lack of electricity is leaving some communities looking for new ways to get water. WBUR's Simone Rios reports they're getting an assist from some folks here in Boston.
It's a few days after the anniversary of Hurricane Maria in the mountains of Ciales near the center of Puerto Rico. A band of environmentalists trudges through the woods, accompanying a group of locals from the community of Pozo Azul to the source of the town's water supply.
Eso es la vida. Eso es vida. De ahí no nos hemos alimentado.
Israel Chévere leads the organization that owns and operates the community's aqueduct. Water is life, he says. This is how we feed ourselves, how we bathe, what we drink. Starting at a spring about 3 miles from Pozo Azul, the water is pumped through a system of tubes that runs along a precarious mountain road. The system depends on electricity. It was connected to the power grid until Hurricane Maria hit and wiped out infrastructure all over Puerto Rico. Over a year later, Pozo Azul's aqueduct is still running on a generator. Chévere says workers from the power authority have come to inspect the infrastructure in the area, but he says they're not coming back. Pozo Azul is one of nearly 240 communities across Puerto Rico that are not connected to the government's aqueducts, or about 3% of the population. That gives them a level of autonomy, but it also means they fend for themselves in a hurricane. After Hurricane Maria, the faucets in places like Pozo Azul ran dry. Chévere says he hasn't given up hope that the federal government will come to the rescue. But in the meantime, there's a new initiative that could take up the slack. It's called the Water Alliance, and it's providing technical and financial support to communities running their own aqueducts. In Pozo Azul, the Water Alliance is looking at the possibility of solar power.
It's definitely technically feasible. It's just a question of, you know, how do you build a structure in such a wet place that can flood?
Allison Mason is a solar power engineer working with the Water Alliance.
There's challenges here, like these, what they call mogote, these piles of limestone around us that are shading a lot of the sky. And so really we have to put the solar panels so that they'll have enough exposure during the day.
The solution is far from settled. The Water Alliance will ultimately propose multiple solutions to the local water authority, and the group will also help see the work is financed. The alliance was formed in the wake of Hurricane Maria, with funding from Cambridge-based Oxfam America. Water experts at MIT are also pitching in with knowledge of the latest techniques for testing water. Oxfam had never operated in Puerto Rico until now, and the group has identified water sustainability as one of its top priorities. Brenda Guzman is a public health expert in Puerto Rico who was hired by Oxfam after the storm.
When the hurricane hits, we knew that these communities were more vulnerable because it was their own responsibility to restore their system, and because they are located in isolated rural areas, highlands in Puerto Rico, they will be the last to restore the electrical system.
Guzman raises a question that advocates across the island are trying to answer. Can the hurricane recovery be an opportunity to make Puerto Rico more resilient than before? Guzman says that's what the Water Alliance is about.
And we see that by helping them around the aqueduct, we are also helped to get a stronger community that will be able to solve all the problems beyond water. Right. And I think that's an important end result of this effort.
Llegamos a la ciudad.
Back in Pozo Azul, Israel Chévere shows the end result of all his efforts.
Wow, qué milagro. It worked. A lot of work goes into that. Mucho trabajo precisa para que llegue hasta acá.
Sí, bien trabajoso.
Now, if they can get their aqueduct powered by the sun, the water of Pozo Azul will be that much sweeter. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.